celebrating classics and creating new ones. Only on the Music Vibes Podcast. Now, here's your host, DC Hendrix.
And welcome into the Music Vibes Podcast. I am your host, DC Hendrix. Back once again, go ahead, subscribe, rate, and review. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, everywhere podcasts are available. Just make us one of your favorites by subscribing. Scroll on down if you got Apple and leave us a review and let us know what you are thinking. It is time to talk about the 2022 Grammy Award nominations. They were announced yesterday. The 2002 Grammy Awards show, officially known as the 64th Grammy Awards, is just around the corner. And the Recording Academy announced the nominations for each of the 86 categories. The Recording Academy will present the 22 Grammy Awards on Monday, January 31st, for the first time on a Monday on the CBS Television Network, and stream live and on demand on Paramount Plus from 8 to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 to 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Prior to the telecast, the Grammy Awards premiere ceremony will be held at the Microsoft Theater at 12:30 p.m. Pacific Time and 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be streamed live on Grammy.com and the Recording Academy's YouTube channel. So we got a lot to talk about. And of course, I'm going to be joined by a great guest once again today to talk the 2022 Grammy Award nominations. I wake up and listen to it on Sirius XM Volume. It's called Feedback with Nick Carter and Lori Majewski. Wake up with it every morning on Sirius XM. Nick Carter is going to be joining us here to talk about these 2022 Grammy Award nominations. So very excited about that. We're going to dig into them. And of course, they've changed some of the categories and extended some. For the first time, I feel like the Recording Academy got it right. So many nominations in here that are well-deserved. And for the first time, I look at these list of nominations, I'm like, wow, they got it. Especially with rap and R&B. So many times I look at these lists and I don't even know who some of the people are. This year, I know all of them. So very excited to talk about the 2022 Grammy Awards. So we're going to go through, make our predictions, and tell you who we think is going to win. I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. Of course, I wake up with them. Sirius XM Value Mornings. Of course, this Feedback. We got Nick Carter joining us right now to talk Grammys. What's going on, man?
What up, my guy? How you doing, DC?
I'm doing good, man. It's awesome to be talking to you. So before we even get started, man, I want you to go ahead and plug your show, man. I want other people to know I talk about it sometimes on here. So where can they hear the fantastic Nick Carter?
Oh, cool. I don't know how fantastic he is, but, you know, he shows up and he does what he does. Sirius XM Volume. It is Channel 106. It is music talk. It was literally a talk show about music. And luckily, we're actually in a free listen period. So you can check it out for free right now.
Nice.
Download the SXM app until December 6th and check out what we're doing on Channel 106. As I say, it's Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. East to 10 a.m. East. And we just talk music and we talk to people and we talk to artists. And, you know, a good time is had by most. So there you go. But thanks for the plug, bro.
Absolutely. No problem, man. I love waking up with it. Sirius XM Volume. And of course, you do. You're a voiceover actor on top of that?
You know, when I can, you know, I'm always auditioning for stuff. I'm the voice of a couple of radio stations around, like two at Sirius XM and a couple on Terrestrial. But, you know, it's funny because of COVID, I haven't had a big voiceover job in a minute, but, you know, it is what it is. It's like, I'm just blessed to still have a place to plug in my microphone Monday through Friday. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Same here, man. Blessed to be still a program director in these times with radio, especially with so many people losing their jobs at these times. So, man, we got to dig into it, man. 2022 Grammy Award nominations came out. I want your first initial reaction, man. My first reaction, to be honest with you, I almost felt like for once they got it right. You know, I usually, you know, it's like a year around this time where I always have to complain like, oh, once again, they missed. They didn't get the right albums, didn't get the right artists nominated. And this year, I think this is the closest they've gotten to getting it right. What were your first thoughts?
Well, you know, you got to remember what they're coming out of. I mean, you know, the real big takeaways for me, my man, John Batiste, leading the pack, 11 nominations.
Wow.
Then you got the usual suspects, Justin Bieber, Doja Cat, and her, who just, by the way, is phenomenal. Just, you know, I just saw her recently at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the other night. She is no joke. They each have 8 nominations. Billie Eilish and Olivia Rodrigo tied with 7 nominations. So it's going to be a free for all. I believe Kanye has 5 and, you know, he's interesting because you never know if he's going to show up. And, you know, one thing that people don't talk about is, of course, the Recording Academy is also putting on a TV show. As you mentioned, this year, it's on Monday for the first time on CBS. So he's great TV. But I kind of think you know, they're like, oh, I hope he shows up. And in the back of their mind, they're like, please don't let him show up. Because they know if he wins anything, he's going to say something stupid because that's just who he is now. But to your point about them getting it right, it's funny. We were discussing this in the show today. And we have a couple of Grammy voters. I mean, I am not one, but we have a couple of Grammy voters who will check in on the show every year. And there is a sense that there's a bit or might be a bit of an overcorrection because, you know, I mean, they've changed the rules in the categories because of The Weeknd. And well, I mean, historically, for the big four categories, which are Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist, a few years ago, there was only 5 nominations, and then it went up to 8. Mm-hmm. And last year, because of the Weeknd getting none, I mean, he gets none. they expanded it to 10, from 8 to 10. And my thing was, I'm not really sure that that's going to, I mean, because he made a big public stink. And, you know, initially I was just like, well, you know, my guy, it's a great record and all, but I'm a firm believer that sometimes the wrong message or the right message can come from the wrong messenger. Mm-hmm. So when he was running around talking about the Grammys are corrupt and I'm not going to submit my music anymore, you know, to me, it sounded like sour grapes. But then if you think about it, like the song Blinding Lights alone, that single literally was in the Billboard top 10 for 52 weeks. I mean, a year, bro, a year.
Yep.
And, you know, it's not supposed to be about sales, but that is part of it. Just, you know, the record being in the public consciousness, and his After Hours album sold like crazy. Mm-hmm. So for him to get blanked entirely just made no sense. So they've changed the rules this year, hoping that they were going to, I guess, you know, just counteract what happened to The Weeknd, because, you know, traditionally the Grammys have had a problem in that. Well, for one thing, artists of color have long criticized the awards for their lack of diversity. So, you know, you ended up with the Grammy So White, the Grammy So Male hashtags trending, which was a disaster for the Grammys. And then The Weeknd himself, he accused Grammy organizers of being corrupt after he was snubbed. And, you know, it was a bad look. You know, he vowed never to submit his music again. He took his ball and he went home. But, you know, remember, this is the same year that he played the Super Bowl. And he was asked last year if he thought the Grammys were racist. He told Billboard, this is a quote, well, if you were like, do you think the Grammys are racist? I think the only real answer is that in the past 61 years of the Grammys, only 10 Black artists have won Album of the Year. Wow. That's insane.
Wow.
So
that's absolutely crazy. And yes, we did have to go back to The Weeknd talking about it was corrupt last year. And, you know, this year, that's why I'm really glad that they changed it and kind of, you know, made it a little bit more broad, because I think this year, I think that's what helped them get it right. You know, for someone like me who listens to all different genres of music and appreciate all different genres, especially starting with Record of the Year. I mean, you mentioned you got John Batiste, who was obviously nominated for Freedom in Record of the Year, but you also got Abba, right. You got Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber with Peaches. You still got Doja Cat. I mean, there's all kind of records, you know, that is on this list. So for you, you know, and I guess we're looking ahead here to, I guess, look at some potential award winners. And that's the big reason I brought you on, is to kind of look at, you know, who's, we have our favorites and who we love and enjoy, but we all, at the end of the day, we're usually right on who we think is going to win it. So for Record of the Year, I got a feeling that it's going to end up being Justin Bieber to take it. That's just my personal opinion, but everyone's different. So who would you say will take Record of the Year?
Well, let me just go back real quick just to one thing about The Weeknd, because again, you know, they've changed in the big four categories, gone from 8 to 10 nominees. And I think the thing that's really a little more instructive is they said last year that more than 90% of the members who are voting would go through a requalification process, meaning that they were basically going to screen you to make sure that the voting body, in their words, quote, is actively engaged in music creation. Meaning if you haven't been involved in making music for the past 30 years, yet you're still allowed to vote, you know, you may not exactly be in touch with what's happening musically now.
Right.
And the Academy said it was also reducing the number of categories in which voters can vote. That's an attempt to curtail somebody who's like, maybe if you're like an engineer or something and you work only on heavy metal records, they're probably not hip to, you know, pop music or R&B. And they're like, what's this, The Weeknd thing? So, you know, I think that's part of it too. Record of the Year and Song of the Year are interesting to me because one is a the actual performance. One is the songwriter award. Right. I mean, it, you know, I think for so many nominees, it's, it's hard, man. But record of the year, honestly.
I know you got Lil Nas X. You got, of course, Silk Sonic, Leave the Door Open. You got Olivia Rodrigo. You got Billie Eilish. I mean, it's tough. It's a tough field.
I would like to see my guy, John Batiste, get it for Freedom, but I don't think he will. I think it's probably going to be Billie Eilish, Happier Than Ever, because quickly she has become a Grammy darling. But don't sleep on Olivia Rodrigo. With Driver's License, I mean, that song was everywhere. And, you know, it's crazy too. I mean, you look at these, some of these, like that category alone, you've got Olivia Rodrigo, who's 18 years old, and you got Tony Bennett, who's 95.
Right.
So how does that work?
Yeah. Couldn't be more diverse in terms of those nominations, but yeah, that's one I'm definitely excited about. But one I'm even more excited about, as I am a vinyl record collector, I love listening to my albums, man. I love it. And Album of the Year is one. I love John Batiste, man. I love that album. I'm looking forward to it. Also, Tony Bennett, Love for Sale with Lady Gaga is a good one. Justin Bieber, Justice, is another good one that is going to be up for album. I mean, you got Planet Her, Doja Cat, which for me, I personally hope that one wins. I became a huge Doja Cat fan with that album, Planet Her. I thought she really emerged as one of the top artists with that one. You got Billie Eilish, of course, once again, and her Back of My Mind. So Album of the Year, man. I love my albums. I think when it comes down to it, I think this is where Billie Eilish wins this one. I don't think she'll get record, but I think she will get album. So who would be your vote for album?
I got my fingers crossed for Ye, because I want to see Kanye go up there and act a fool, but I don't think Donda's going to have it. Just from tradition, you know, from a traditional standpoint, it's funny because John Batiste is one of those guys that we used to think of as a typical Grammy artist. And I would love to see We Are get it. But I have a funny feeling that just for sentimentality's sake, it's going to be Love for Sale, Tony Bennett, and Lady Gaga. I just think, you know, there's so much goodwill engendered towards Tony Bennett. And, you know, he's 95 years old and he's ill. And I think. Given the makeup of the voters in the recording arts, I just kind of feel like they're gonna give him the send off. But you know, don't sleep on her either. Her Back in My Mind, that record is phenomenal. But she just, I mean, again, it's easy to forget she's a kid. She's 23.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, and she's just a monster. And she is quickly becoming a Grammy darling. I mean, she's got like what, eight nominations? It's no joke.
Yeah, and as you mentioned earlier, Record of the Year and Song of the Year, two different categories. The Song of the Year for the songwriters, and that's where it gets a little interesting. I mean, in this one, you got Ed Sheeran with Bad Habits, of course. Driver's License, once again, making it in there. Billie Eilish, once again. You got Leave the Door Open, Montero, Call Me By Your Name, of course. You know, that controversy that came out with Lil Nas X when that came out. Right. And, of course, Peaches, too, man. This is a little bit different because this is where it's all about the songwriting. So for this one, I think this one, of course, I think this is where Driver's License takes Song of the Year.
I think so, too. I mean, I'm kind of stunned that Peaches got in there for writing on the writing standpoint. I mean,
agreed,
it's a decent pop song, but, you know, it's not, when you break it down, it's not really like the greatest structured song. I think it's a good shot for Olivia Rodrigo. I don't know. Happier Than Ever. I'm telling you, Billie Eilish is becoming a Grammy darling, and Leave the Door Open is interesting because, you know, it's so weird because, you know, the Grammy calendar doesn't go like the linear calendar like ours. It goes, I think from September to October or something like that. So, a couple of things that, Silk Sonic released came out, just in time, but the album itself came out after the cutoff. So it's going to be eligible for next year,
right?
But they slid in with a couple of nominations. I mean, I agree with you. I think Driver's License is, I don't know if it's a lock, but I think a lot of people woke up to that. And the funny thing is, you know, Olivia Rodrigo, I was saying this morning on the air, a lot of those Disney stars, they come out of the Disney stable and, you know, they sometimes have hit records, but for the most part, It's like they show up in a studio and some producer hands them something and says, here's your record. You know, she has shown between the American Music Awards and Saturday Night Live, Olivia Rodrigo, that she is an actual artist and she's a writer and she can play. So, you know, I mean, and again, she's only 18. So I wouldn't be surprised if she took this one home, honestly. And you know what? And I wouldn't be mad at it either.
Absolutely not. And of course, I still wanted to get to pop, rock, and of course, rap and R&B coming up later on. But let's talk pop right now. As you know, it's the cool thing to do to say you don't like pop music. You know, that's the cool thing. You're the cool cat. Yeah. If you don't like pop music. But I will say I was once that person. I was once that guy that said, man, I hate pop music.
Oh, but don't be that guy. Well, luckily for you, you know, if you're a hip hop cat, all you had to do is wait a little longer. Cause I mean, basically pop is mostly hip hop now.
That's right.
Hip hop just walked in and was like, okay, step aside.
That's right. So now it's all the same. So for this pop category, you know, I'm looking at some of these nominations. I'm like, all right, there we go. I listen to that. So quickly, maybe pop is becoming my new favorite genre. We don't know. It's still the verdict is still in. So for best traditional pop album, of course, for albums containing at least 51% of playing time of new traditional pop recordings. Once again, Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, Love for Sale. I love Norah Jones. Till we meet again, the live version. You got Dolly Parton, Nick. I mean, wow.
And a Christmas album, no let. You know, a Christmas album. But I mean, you know, that's another thing. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care who you are. You know, if you don't have love for Dolly Parton, you're dead inside. I'm just putting that out there.
My girlfriend's gonna love that part. I'm gonna make sure I play that for her. She is the biggest Dolly Parton fan I think I've ever met. She literally convinced me, well, convinced isn't the word, forced me to take a vacation down to Tennessee for our spring break earlier this year in 2021. And I had to check out Dolly World. I had to check it out.
You did not go to Dolly. You don't know how badly I want to go to Dollywood. I love stuff like that. That and like the ABBA Museum in Sweden. I'm not even the biggest ABBA fan, but I just want to go see because the fact that it's a thing. But yeah, Dollywood, I've always wanted to go there. Respect, man. That's
absolutely
cool.
You got to make it down there. But yeah, she's Holly Dolly Christmas, best traditional pop vocal album nomination. You got Tori Kelly, another Christmas one, a Tori Kelly Christmas. So for this one, I think this is where Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga take it. But who do you think?
I think it's going to be Tony Bennett and Gaga too, although Norah Jones is another Grammy darling. But, you know, just that category, traditional pop vocal album. I mean, that just screams Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to continue, of course, we got to talk about my albums once again. Did I mention I love listening to albums, Nick? I really do. And this year I listen to more pop albums than normal. I definitely broke my record this year. I listened to every single one of these nominations for pop vocal album in its entirety multiple times. Justin Bieber with Justice, Doja Cat with Planet Her once again, Billie Eilish, Happier Than Ever, Ariana Grande with Positions, and once again, Olivia Rodrigo with Sour. This is where I think Billie Eilish takes it, Happier Than Ever. Who do you think?
I agree with you. I think it's going to be Billie Eilish because, again, you know, there's just the precedent she set last year, you know, She's a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, of course, her brother Phineas is up for Best New Artist, her producer. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I do think that Olivia Rodrigo has a shot here, but I think it's either going to be Billie Eilish or Olivia Rodrigo. No question.
No questions asked. And of course, I guess to kind of look at that as well quickly, as I'm definitely a person, and what we do on this podcast is definitely look at who was up and coming. And of course, look at the classics. So you mentioned Best New Artist. So that one's a little bit more difficult for me because I enjoy all of the Best New Artists. So for coming from you, who do you think will end up taking Best New Artist?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, with the best, I mean, I don't think that they really did themselves. Again, it's baby steps for the Grammys. They're trying to rectify what they feel or what they've been told are problems of the past. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when like they
Japanese,
went from eight
like Japanese
to ten,
breakfast, Japanese
when they went
breakfast,
from eight to ten, good.
Japanese breakfast best new artist kind of confused me, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, when they went from 8 to 10, I would hazard a guess there's at least 4 or 5 artists here that most people have not even heard of. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Aruf Abtav and, you know, Jimmy Allen, of course, Baby Keem, Phineas, Glass Animals, Japanese Breakfast. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, she's coming up for sure. Mm-hmm. The Kid Laroi, Arlo Parks, Olivia Rodrigo, Saweetie. I was kind of surprised to see Saweetie there. They usually like to tip their hat to hip hop, but I don't think she's got a lock, Olivia Rodrigo, but I think she's I think it'll either be her or Phineas. I don't know. It's funny that we were talking about this on the show today because Phineas won, producer last year. So
right.
I think that just sort of not only made some inroads for him with the Academy. And because, of course, what he does is very different than what, you know, he does for his sister and other mm-hmm. artists he's produced as well. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was Phineas, but Olivia Rodrigo, you know, I'm not going to sleep on her either. She's got a good shot, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say Olivia Rodrigo, or actually I was even thinking possibly Jimmy Allen, of course, giving a little country nod in there. I think that those are my two biggest possibilities right there.
Right.
But I'm going to be looking forward to it. I love checking out who's up and coming, the new artists to check out. That's partly what we do here, celebrating classics and creating new ones, as we always do. So we got to talk rock. You know, I love my rock as well. Of course, you know, I've interviewed at least a few people that are nominated this year, and one of them not being Chris Cornell, but I think he's going to end up taking this award for best rock performance with Nothing Compares to You. You got the Foo Fighters on here, Deftones, Black Pumas, and of course, AC/DC with the return. Shot in the dark. Who do you think is going to take?
I think the sentimental favorite is AC/DC, considering, you know, they supposedly weren't going to make a record again because Brian Johnson was losing his hearing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Chris Cornell, you can't sleep on him. And especially, you know, with the Prince cover as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm still kind of shocked that Black Pumas, you know, were able to weasel their way in there. But I think... I mean, you know, I wouldn't be mad at anybody getting it this year. I mean, Foo Fighters, you know, they just got on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they are the Foo Fighters. Deftones are no joke.
Mm-hmm.
AC/DC are legends. I don't see Black Pumas getting it, but probably Chris Cornell. Yeah,
the Foo Fighters already got their love. They got in the Rock Hall. They already got their love for this year. Give it to someone else. I say, give it to AC/DC. I say, give it to AC/DC. But I have a feeling that Chris Cornell is going to take it with the Prince cover. But we got to continue with the Rock Songwriters Award, Best Rock Song. This is the hardest one for me, to be honest with you. This is the hardest one because I am torn between three of them. One is Distance by Wolfgang Van Halen. Of course, paying homage to, of course, you know, losing him, of course, made, you know, things a little bit different in terms of Van Halen. But Paul McCartney, Find My Way as well. And once again, I mean, Dave Grohl, Waiting on a War.
I think Dave Grohl's become an amazing songwriter. I don't think Waiting on a War is his best, but mm-hmm. he definitely is a favorite, as is Paul McCartney. But I would like to see Mammoth WVH. I'd love to see Wolfgang Van Halen get some love, because aside from the fact that record is really good, that whole album. I mean, I was skeptical, man. I really was. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, if would people care if his last name weren't Van Halen and if he weren't in Van Halen when he was like 13 years old, but he made a solid record. So I'd like to see that get it. I hope he does.
I'm with you on that. I'm definitely with you on that. But of course, never underestimate the songwriting of Paul McCartney as well.
Right.
So best rock.
I mean,
album.
You know, tough to go up against a Beatle. Tough to argue with the Beatle.
I mean, come on. I mean, it doesn't get much harder than that, but it does, though. It does get harder than that, because then you got Best Rock Album. And once again, I'm torn. Once again, Chris Cornell, No One Sings Like You Anymore. You got Paul McCartney with McCartney 3. You got Power Up. I love the return by AC/DC, though, by the way. They kind of brought back that old school sound that rock really needed. You know, sounds like old school AC/DC. They picked up right where they left off. I would give AC/DC the nod with the Best Rock Album with Power Up. Who you got?
And I like the fact that, you know, since Malcolm Young passed, Angus had some of his riffs in the vault and he just threw them on the album. So Malcolm was still with us. Mm-hmm. I would like to say AC/DC, but I do think Chris Cornell has a shot, but I'm going to go with AC/DC Power Up.
I love it. I love it. So I wanted to be quick on this one because I think this one is a lock. You probably disagree with me, but I hope you do, because I'm really talked into Halsey taking away with Best Alternative Music Album. I think Halsey had a big hype around her with If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power. But who do you got in Best Alternative Music Album?
Well, you know, she's another one. She was one of the first artists that came out, you know, just before the weekend and sort of piled on. I mean, she was saying how it was BS the way things were. You know, it wasn't an opaque process. Zayn Malik said the same. I think she made an extraordinary album. I remember when I heard she was working with Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, I was like, wait, what? Cause you know, we've known her as kind of, you know, a pop leaning artist, but
right.
I think that record, I think it's going to be either hers or St. Vincent's to lose. Cause St. Vincent, she's come up quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if St. Vincent got it. I would like to see Halsey get it.
Absolutely. Same here. So we've made it to what would be considered my expertise. I am a program director for an R&B radio station playing the best of today and old school. So, you know, I've been in tune with R&B. So Best R&B Performance. I hope you've been able to check out at least some of these. All right. We talked about Peaches. We talked about her with Damage. Best R&B Performance. Jasmine Sullivan, Pick Up Your Feelings. And of course, the one I think is going to walk away in a blowout for this one, Leave the Door Open by Silk Sonic.
Can I just bring up one thing? I mean, you know, nothing for nothing, but how'd Justin Bieber get in there? How'd Peaches get in there?
He's crossing over, what? Man. He's crossing over.
Come on.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. The way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin.
Come on now. I mean, compared to Jasmine Sullivan, who is just a monster coming up, Silk Sonic, I mean, you know, Anderson and Bruno are Anderson and Bruno. And her, I mean, come on. I mean, and I'm not a Justin Bieber hater. I think he has moments, but come on, son. You know, look, I'm going to go with Silk Sonic. I mean, they're also just politically as well. People love Bruno Mars, you mm-hmm. know, in the Academy. They love Bruno Mars. And, you know, Anderson .Paak is another one of those guys that they just want to be associated with. And, you know, I got to tell you, man, I was in D.C. over the summer
mm-hmm.
and I was it was like the first time back in a club. And it was a June night in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, I'm not even lying. The DJ just like she slowed it down. She threw that on.
Ooh.
Every brother in the building. They weren't even dancing. They were standing at the bar singing at the top of their lungs. I had never seen anything like it. I was like, all right, they found the secret formula.
Yeah, there's a lot of people still trying to hate on them, trying to say that they're trying to, you know, bounce off of, you know, some of the old school R&B. But that's, you know, people like me, that's what I love to hear it. I love hearing people that are able to emulate, you know, music that came so long before them. And I love Bootsy Collins being involved with this as well.
Right.
I love it. I love the whole thing. So I do think Silk Sonic will take it. And by the way, you asked how did Justin Bieber get on this list? I think having Daniel Caesar and Giveon on the song, I think that helped a little bit.
Yeah, he got his ghetto pass. He got his ghetto pass.
Yeah, he got the pass with those features for Best R&B Performance. But yes, we agree that Silk Sonic will take that one. We'll leave the door open. So John Batiste, Best Traditional R&B Performance. He's in it once again, man. I think this is where we could get it. I think this could be it. I think he's going to have a run for his money, though, with her with Fight For You. But I love his I Need You. So I'm hoping that one wins, but I got to go with the heart. I think her will take it with Fight For You.
You know, I'm a big fan of John Batiste and, you know, 11 nominations. I couldn't be prouder.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, I love PJ Morton as well. You know, NOLA represent
mm-hmm.
and BJ the Chicago Kid. But I kind of think they're going to give it to John Batiste. I think her should
Let's
get it,
go.
But I think they would give it to John Batiste.
Let's go. There it is. John Batiste officially, in terms of our predictions, gets his first Grammy Award of 2021. I love it. So best R&B song. Once again, this is where, you know, it was kind of tough for me because do you give it to Leave the Door Open Again? Like, do they complete the sweep? I mean, I love Heartbreak Anniversary as well. So you got to throw that in. Pick Up Your Feelings, though. I think it's going to be between Pick Up Your Feelings or Leave the Door Open. But I think they complete the sweep with Leave the Door Open.
I agree. I mean, I think I would even throw in Good Days as a contender, but I mean, I'm going to go with Leave the Door Open. You know, I mean, I don't think it's because I mean, you know, I don't know how old you are, but when I was growing up, I remember seeing Stevie Wonder standing there with like armfuls of Grammys. And I thought mm-hmm. those days were behind us. But, you know, I don't think it would be that far out of the realm of comprehension for them to bless Silk a couple of times.
Yeah, I wasn't around physically in that time, but I definitely have done enough homework throughout my years in the journalism field to know exactly where you're traveling back to. I think we're going to see the same thing with Silk Sonic and maybe even with her. I think we might see the same thing with her because then we talk, you know, best R&B album. And I think this could be where she takes it with Back of My Mind. But your boy John Batiste is in it as well. Leon Bridges, Snow Allegra, Jasmine Sullivan, once again, best R&B album. Who do you got?
You know, I don't think people talk about Leon Bridges enough. Don't sleep on him. He is mm-hmm. a beast. But I'm going to go with her on this. I would love to see John Batiste get it, but I think they're going to give it to her.
Yeah, I mean, you got Leon Bridges and Jasmine Sullivan who did a song together, by the way. That is absolutely fire that I've been jamming to. I love it. So, you know, they're both nominated here, but I got to give that one to her. So rap, I listened to more rap this year than I ever have. I kind of took a little bit of a break because I'm kind of one of those guys, like, I like the old school hip hop. I'm one of the guys that kind of struggles a little bit trying to get to listening to the 21 Savages and the Lil Babies. I struggle.
Well, I was happy that this is another one of the changes they made. They came up with a new category, best melodic rap performance, mm-hmm. because, you know, I hate to sound like the old man at the club, but I was like, I liked it back when my rappers rapped. I want rappers with bars because half the people, half the artists they were considering rappers, be it Travis Scott or Kanye to some degree, mm-hmm. they weren't rapping. You know, no. They were basically singing through auto-tune, and that's fine, but don't call it rap. So I like the fact that they've broken it up to best melodic rap performance. But, you know, when it comes to just like the straight up rap field, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, best melodic rap performance, while he may not, I think it's going to go to Lil Nas X with Industry Baby.
That's entirely possible. You know, I've had him on my show, and, you know, it's funny because my co-host always talks about him. And I was just like, really, this, I thought he was going to be the biggest one hit wonder. I mean, I was blown away by Montero, but I wouldn't be surprised if Industry Baby took it. My man, Tyler, the Creator, who's mm-hmm. just getting weirder and weirder
by the day.
I would love to see that. I mean, he's becoming not so much a Grammy darling, but he's one that people are watching because, mm-hmm. you know, I think people see more than just, R&B and hip hop with him. I think they're starting to see a glam thing. I think, you know, I've heard people say, you know, he reminds me of David Bowie. I'm like, all right, if you think so. But I could see that. I could see Industry Baby. I could also see, well, no, they're not going to give J. Cole Prize the Devil, but I think it's either going to be Industry Baby or What's Your Name.
Yeah. And my personal favorite song that was nominated out of that was Doja Cat Need to Know, that I just feel like has been really underlooked in terms of rap. But so I was really glad to see that one. But best rap performance for a rap performance, single or tracks only, Kendrick Lamar making a return with Baby Keem with Family Ties. I personally wasn't as big on the song as a lot of people. I do love Kendrick Lamar's verse on it, but other than that, I wasn't a big fan of the song. In fact, I could literally just fast forward to Kendrick Lamar's part and be perfectly fine.
No, I'm the same.
But this one I think is going to come down to one of the ladies. I think either Cardi B or Megan Thee Stallion is going to take it. I'm going to go with Megan Thee Stallion to take it. Who you got?
You know, she's another one. I thought after Hot Girl Summer, I was like, that's it. Never going to hear from her again.
Same.
But I mean, Megan, I mean, she's become a superstar, no question. And I think that's entirely possible. I do think J. Cole, My Life. I mean, J. Cole is just, he's becoming a legend in his own time. But, you know, like, I think the Academy likes the idea of Megan Thee Stallion too. So I think it's entirely possible. I'm going to go with Megan. She's going to do it. I'm going to go with Megan.
I tell you what, if J. Cole adds a Grammy to go along with going platinum with no features with two albums, I think we got to have a different discussion on terms of who's the best rapper right now.
No question. No question. I mean, really, you know, and he's got miles to go. I mean, he's still very young in the game. So
tons of time left. So best rap song, a songwriter's award for best rap. So this one is where I just hope Best Friend doesn't get it. That's all I'm hoping for, because I feel like that is the laziest song I've ever heard written. So if that wins, I might have to boycott the Grammys. I might have to. So that's all I'm hoping for. As long as Best Friend doesn't win, I am perfectly fine. But I think this is where Jay-Z grabs another one with Bath Salts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jay just became the most nominated artist in history. He has 83 mm-hmm. nominations now. Up until I guess last year, he was tied with Quincy with 80. So it's entirely possible. I would love to see Jail get it, because I would love to see Kanye's speech for that song. I mean, for real.
Maybe that's where we get it. That's where
Kanye would just lose it.
There it is. We found it. That is where we get the Kanye speech at the Grammys. That's where we get it right there. I'm with you. And Jay-Z along with him. I mean, it's both of them. So why not?
Let it go. I'll be us. We are liars. I'll be us. We are liars. I'm pulled over and I got priors. Guess we going down. Guess who's going to jail? Guess who's going to jail tonight? Guess who's going to jail tonight? Guess who's going to jail tonight? Got no post my bell tonight. Don't you curse at me or text. Why you try to hit the flex? I hold up like when I scroll up like next. Guess who's
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Jay just went up there and didn't perform. So I don't know if he's really going to come up and do a speech at the Grammys. Because remember, you know, the 444 thing, I think he's still a little pissed off about that, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I mean,
he might. He does have a presidential campaign to promote.
That's true. That's true.
we're coming up on that. So don't sleep on a Kanye speech. If we're looking forward to anything at the Grammys, it's a Kanye West speech on the podium winning a Grammy Award. But Nick, thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure,
I was going to touch on country, but I don't want to sound like an idiot. So I'm going to leave that one to the country podcast. I listen to a couple of the people on there. Like, I have listened to Chris Stapleton. I listen to his album Starting Over. I listen to Miranda Lambert's album. But other than that, I can't tell you a whole lot about the country category.
I'll just say this. You know, remember her name, Mickey Guyton, is something for Best Country Solo Performance. It should be listened to. I mean, she really is something. And I got to represent, you know, Best Country Duo or Group Performance. Dan and Shay are my boys. I love Dan and Shay. Those guys are no joke, and they're good dudes. So, you know, just check them out. I think you dig them. I think you dig Dan and Shay.
You know what? You gave me some homework. I love having guests on the podcast that give me homework, especially over Thanksgiving break. Nothing better than checking out someone that I haven't listened to before. So I'm going to
Don't put that on me. If you're at home with the family, you put on Dan and Shay and the family's like, what is this?
Oh,
Nick told me to. Nah.
Yep. I'm putting it all on you. I'm going to tell them your at name. I'm telling them everything, man. Nick told me to check it out. He told me it was going to be a blast, and he said you all would like it as well. So I'm putting it all on you, Nick.
All right, I'll take the weight. I'll take the weight this time, bro.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, check him out morning, SiriusXM. Of course, Feedback with Nick Carter and Lori as well. I love you guys, your chemistry together. Keep going, man. I love it. I love waking up to your show. Keep it going. And if you ever need an R&B guest or even a little bit of rock, man, I do a little bit of everything, a little rap. Let me know, man. Hit me up. I am always I'm on Twitter, man. Hit me up.
I'm going to keep you in my phone just in case, my man.
Yep. Keep up the great work, Nick. Take care. Have a great Thanksgiving. And I'll talk to you next time. Okay.
Peace.
Time Travel with DC Hendrix on the Music Vibes Podcast. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify on your mobile device.
Podcasts by Federated Media.